And of course, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, here episode number 30, sponsored by, of course, Rich Productions. Of course, Rich Productions Radio. Of course, you just heard Hollywood Living by Diversity, J Rhythm featuring Mondo and Rola. Of course, and now we're back with Sanae, of course. So, Sanae, so tell me about the best experience in the music business. Is it the girls?
Not for me. No. Definitely not. And I don't say that, you know, not boastfully, but I'm an attractive dude, but it's not really about that. You know, to me, it's about the message. I'm out for people's souls, you know what I mean? So
Now of course you have some collabos on your CD, right?
Minor, but yeah, you know.
Tell me about collabos. Do you like them, and how does that shape your music doing collabos?
I think, well, you know, in house, you know, of course, I've worked with PD, one of the engineers, and also Bari, another engineer. And actually, one song that you haven't heard yet, but you will hear, that's going to be on the album called "Dance the Night Away." Right there, that was a cultivating experience because my music is dark and heavy. You know, dealt with my influences, you know, and that was actually kind of a dance track, you know, more on the club end, which I don't really do.
Really.
So to me, it's not always working with an artist, but working with those that can cultivate and add on to your vision in a new way, in a new direction. So since I make my tracks as well, working with other musicians possibly, or working with other visionaries,
right.
So they might not be on the song, but they help cultivate the song.
Sure. So you produce tracks too then?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how is that experience, producing tracks?
To me, I love it because for me, all the art forms are an expressive way to get out your emotions or your thoughts or your beliefs. And, you know, rhythmically, when you're rhyming, I'm able to get out words. So I'm able to get out and express my story. You know, it's more dealing with poetry and a message. But when it comes to music, I don't have to really worry about what I'm saying more than what I'm feeling. So I'm able to get out an expression of myself. And, That helps, you know, you to be free flowing. So I like producing it. It really gets out.
So of course the show is sponsored by Rich Productions, of course.
Yeah.
You know? So tell me, how is it to work with Rich Productions over here, and John Rich, of course, and Pete, you know, Repeat, you know, and Pete and Repeat. So how is it to work how is it to work with them?
I love the play on words. Yes. This is the best studio in Georgia. Anyone who ever comes through here, so this is not just coming from an artist that's in-house, but anyone, I've been working with them for about 3 or 4 years now.
Wow.
The relationship is great. This is it's business, but it's also a very friendly and family-oriented type of
thing. It is.
And anyone who comes here will always say that the skill level and the environment and the atmosphere that is presented here and the artistic expression is freedom to the artist. You know, to where you go to another studio and they might have a great outlook, you know, but inside there's not much to it. You know, they have great equipment, but no good engineers. They're no good skills.
Sure.
And no good atmosphere where you can feel free to really express your gift, you know?
Sure. Well,
Rich Productions.
Yes, Rich Productions, of course. Yes.
Yes.
Give a round of applause for the Rich Productions, of course.
Come check out Rich Studios in Marietta.
Yes, right here in Marietta on the fourth floor, of course.
Yes.
Well, what's the address of course? This is Windy Hill Road, of course.
2470.
Yes, Windy Hill Road, fourth floor, of course.
Fourth floor.
Yes, for any of the restrooms, of course. So if you got to go out and pee, you know, just go out quick, you know, and I'll probably be doing that afterwards, you know, from all the coffee earlier.
I just did.
Yes, yes. And now, in addition to that, see, no one ever talks about that on radio. See, that's why my radio is differently. You know what I'm saying? No one ever talks about this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do. I bring it out. You know what I'm saying?
You're real, man.
Real, you know? Now, tell me about, of course, one last question I want to ask you.
Sure.
Is what, actually, two last questions. Being a rapper, of course, MC, of
okay.
course. You know, actually, what do you classify yourself? More of a rapper or more of an MC?
You know, that's all the same to me. It depends what mood I'm in.
Sure. Now, of course, what musicians that's out there now do you look up to, you being an MC?
You know, back in the day, I would have given you a lot of names of great artists that, I guess, in a sense, introduced me to hip-hop and cultivated my
right.
gifting. So, you know, I did, in the past, listen to those artists, and I was influenced. And you could hear me and hear my influences, from the Wu-Tang to the Jay-Z's to the... But... You know, honestly, I'm gonna throw a curveball out here. I've been listening to a lot of independent and alternative artists, and really, they've shaped my current music a lot more. The attitude of of even going left field even more, attitude of a Kirk Franklin who came out and, you know, decided to do a different type of music and be stern on his message. Mm-hmm. You know, he broke boundaries and kind of, you know, exposed how to step out, you know, step out boldly. But then also groups like, you know, Switchfoot, POD, mm-hmm. Flyleaf, these are groups that Red is dope. These are groups that have been able to, you know, alternative music, they're able to express themselves effectively, send out a message, be bold about it, don't water it down, and be able to show you pain and then show you hope right afterwards. And so, really, I don't know, I might just be an alternative rapper coming soon.
Now, of course, you're white, of course. You've been a white rapper. What nationality are you?
I'm a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, okay. Now,
they call us the Black Latino.
What pressures are there being a Puerto Rican, you know, rapper?
You know, initially I used to feel the pressures of maybe not being black enough for the medium. You know, because back in the day before Eminem, you couldn't even be white. So the only way you was getting in is if you were Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Really?
You know, because I mean, even if you was something else in the Latin culture, if you was Mexican, you know, ain't nobody feeling you.
So you don't play any, you don't sing any Latin music at all, huh?
No, I don't. No. I mean, I'm a urban American.
Sure. go ahead.
But I do have to say, you know, when you start getting into belief systems and faith, I mean, then you start forgetting color. Because I mean, shoot, I'm probably poked out more for my message than I am for how I look. So that don't even bother me no more.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because I'm a good rapper that I'm friends with from Boston, of course, you know, from New England. He's Italian, and you can never expect it by listening to him, you know. But if you see him, you'll see him, and Jay Smooth, if you're listening right now, you still owe me a chicken palm sandwich from a long time ago. Right? But actually, we do got to play your next song, and tell me about the next song.
I Am What I Am. That's really once again, I was already getting into it. It's that bold statement of getting way beyond color. That's. I don't even have that problem anymore. People accept you if you accept yourself, and inwardly I wasn't really accepting the full message. Like, yo, I'm different. I represent Christ in a whole different way. I'm bold about it. You know, if you got a problem, come see me. You know, that type of attitude.
Right.
This is what I think about the present state of the world. This is what I think we need to get out of it. And this is what I think my Savior is. If you want to battle, you know, you're going to deal with my God, so.
And of course, on your MySpace is?
It's myspace.com/Sinai81. Now, let me go ahead and spell that. S-I-N, as in Nancy, A-I-81.
Okay, and of course, people can email you.
Sure. You could, if you can't hit me up on MySpace, you know, my email is long. I don't even want to get it. You know, hit me up on my beat account. It's sinai.beats, S-I-N as in Nancy, A-I dot B-E-A-T-S, sinai.beats@gmail.com.
Any phone number you want to give out?
Let me see. No.
Okay. All right. In addition to that, we're going to hear your next song, of course, and it's going to be on the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, I Am What I Am, followed by, of course, Jay Smooth, who owes me a chicken palm, featuring Roller with Mass on My Back. Then the new song off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, Happy Dance, by another Italian rapper, Mondo. Then up next will be Bryce Miles. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Rich Productions.
Woo! Hey, yo, this is Sinai. You're now in tune to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. You already know.
Yeah. Sinai, you done did it again. This did. Woo! Michael Zales on the boards.
Yes. Para la cara. My hood. Your hood.
Rap renegade, hip hop orphan, lost in the underground city of Compton. Uh-huh. When niggas with an attitude to bury you, go to your funeral home, pick out your casket to bury you. Two shots in a holster, one in the bureau. Shots rain like fireflies, the light the sky when it's cool though. And these niggas acting wild, niggas think that it's cool, but what goes around comes around and stares back at you. Whoa.
Ya no puro, no, te lo juro,
no,
por mi madre,
oh,
dame caso,
oh,
o paso clase de algo malo,
uh-huh.
Si tú dale, 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 con dale,
oh,
so tell me something,
huh?
Who gon' save you,
cool.
The streets need a savior,
lucky I came,
that's right, right in the nick of time, lucky I read signs, call that and get the mind, lucky I spit rhymes, I got you.
Niggas don't care about nothing. And where I come from, drama gets poppin' all day. That's where I come from. Niggas don't care about nothing. And where I come from, drama gets poppin' all day.
Real talk, been a long, hard walk. I fought from my early days.
Yeah, that I am what I am.
There's no plan B. These are the acquisitions of me.
Nigga, I am what I am.
Real talk, been a long, hard walk. I fought from my early days.
Say I am what I am.
Cause I'm around, there's no plan B. These are the acquisitions of me.
Bobby, I am what I am.
No need for safety,
uh-huh.
They won't backfire unless my back's against the wall. Cause if my back goes at all, then all bets are off. Shots rain down, set fire to the floor. Burn the whole building, set the sky to a fog. A distress signal, that's my signal to God. Then the angels swarm down, trade pounds at their palms. Twist towards your legs, then it's all with your arms. You would wish you were dead, just a minute, stay calm. It'll only take a second, blink your eyes and then I'm gone. This is more than just checkers, this is chess that I'm on. Cause it's more than just the things that's on my chest upon its own. Like it's more than just the scorn and the tribulation. If you think the song's about you, then you think it's something wrong. In this game people play, I'm more than just a pawn. Son of God, and the man I am, and you've been born.
Niggas don't care about nothing. And where I come from, drama gets poppin' all day. That's where I come from. Niggas don't care about nothing. And where I come from, drama gets poppin' all day.
Real talk, been a long, hard walk. I fought from my early days.
They said I am what I am.
No plan B, these are the acquisitions of me.
Nigga, I am what I am.
Real talk, been a long, hard walk. I fought from my early days.
I say I am what I am.
Cause I'm around, there's no plan B. These are the acquisitions of me.
Bobby, I am what I am.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Follow me now. Sign out. Got the streets on lock with this one, girl, dude. This is a bank, yo.
Bang, West Coast,
down south. Connecticut, stand up. Let where my people at? Up. You already know.
It's for the streets.
Yeah. ATL.
West Coast.
Sign out. I did this one deal.
Massachusetts, stand up. The whole 617, 781, 978, 508, 413. Let's get it. Yeah. Since an adolescent, I had to rep it. I've got math to my back, and that's a fact. We all want the green bills from Boston to Springfield, so we throw them knuckles like Tim Wakefield. Lowell and Lawrence, they going for dollars. Worcester and Brockton got some hoods where it's popping. Inland and Chelsea, they syndicate wealthy. Everett and Malden got some vets that's balling. Fall River to Fitchburg, we all willing to pitch herb. New Bedford to Cambridge, you hear every language. Revere the summer bowlers here, son, for real. Even in Waltham, the frame and ham. There's mad mommies that's banging, man. Master's estate, and I'll carry that weight on my shoulders and back, cause I'm a soldier, in fact. The whole industry's about to know that we back. We got poets that rap, and shorties doping and crack. And sports on lock, from the courts to block.
This is my
cross-assing every project. We on the map getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check. This is my, and I represent. All across-assing every project. We on the map getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check.
From Forest Park to Forest Hills, it's a war with Knox and the Taurus still. From Indian Orchard to Orchard Park, see the flip for fortune or scorch this art. Massachusetts, the state of hate, where cats are ruthless, slang and rape. I have to do this, I can't debate. From MA up to the Granite State, we get paid, grinding grams and eights. This for all my dogs that ever ran from Jake's, and for all them broads that dance for papes. Rep where you from and let's get this done. I've got mass on my back, trying to put mass on the map in the industry, cause I'm a sick MC. You'll see my face everywhere until you sick of me. You know who's the flies, you see my posters and flyers, and you hear my tracks everywhere in mass. This year, I came prepared to rash.
On the map, getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check. This is my, and I represent. All across mass and every project, we on the map, getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check.
I feel real good right now, man. I'm blessed and real happy, and that's rare for someone like me.
Just like the wild wind sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
That's right. Ooh. Ladies, this one's for you. Mondo remix, go.
I'm happy for once, my life is worth living. You have all my trust, my heart and my children. You that sexy, sexy, come here, caress me, and put it where you like, you my freak, you nasty. We party all night, drink all the bars liquor. Freaks come out at night, we like Thriller. Do the moonwalk and you afford my course. I got expensive taste, but I know you want it. See, I know your tape, Manolo Blahnik. Little coach bag Louie, and now we on it. I feel it in the air, tonight's the night. I got that without you, how could a shorty move? We a masterpiece, and we break dance floors. In case you don't know, I never let go. True love day by day, you're my Sandalin. All my young girls sit at door partying. Street music, they call me a Mr. Famous. Let's get away, no one knows I paint but us. This is what it's about, no one else is down. You ask why I'm smiling, cause I'm happy now. It's like one, two, do the happy dance. It's like three, four, go on, clap your hands. Just jump up and down so much you lost count with you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I feel real good right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy. Yeah,
I'm happy. I got you, I got you. I'm happy. I got you, I got you. The sun shines bright like Mercedes headlights. Pack your bag, feed the dog, the plane leaves tonight. To whenever, wherever, first class flights. To hold you in my arms, it feels so right. Now baby girl, let me see how you get low, and back it up so I know where you wanna go. Touch it, bring it, now I'm in it. My phone just rang, but I ain't answering. Voicemail pick up, tell him I'm dancing. Club to the hotel, call up the Hamptons. Get up a bat, ready, time is wasting. Want you butt naked, ready for making. Love, sweet love, or up on sex. We can do what you like, just as long as we get wet, wet, all hot and wet. From the kitchen sink to the mattress spread. Cardi's here I come, I just broke my bed, and my warranty says that I'm all set. Need same day delivery, need it right away. That's right, I'm in love and got kids today. It's like one, two, do the happy dance. And like three, four, go on, clap your hands. And jump up and down so much you lost count with you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I feel real good right now, man. I'm happy.
I'm happy. I got you. I got you. I'm happy. I got you. I got you. Celebrate good time, champagne overflow. We sip the finest shit, yeah, sign is fine. I'm the king, you my queen, the world is our castle. Fantasy living, yep, miracles happen. There's no other place that I'd rather be than home in my bed with you next to me. No money, no job, or fortune, or fame can replace your love. It just ain't the same, girl. I'm happy. I got you, I got you, I'm happy. I got you, I got you. It's like one, two, do the happy dance. It's like three, four, go on, clap your hands. And jump up and down so much you lost count with you. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I feel real good right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, party people, put your hands up, put your hands up. Yeah, Mondo
sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
That's right. Ego Image, what's up?
Let it rip.
And we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, Rich Productions presents Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. We're up to Bryce Miles. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself?
Good, thank you. So tell me, you're a producer, of course, and you play the keyboards?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And how'd you get into the business?
Trying to figure out where to start. I have been in the business roughly since I was about 14 or 15, and I'm 37 now.
37? Wow.
Yeah, I'm 37. And I started well over 20 years ago in the Midwest. I grew up in Illinois and Iowa, and the area that I was from was in an area that was situated about 5 hours from Minneapolis and 2 hours from Chicago, and we didn't have there wasn't a lot of R&B influences to choose from at that point because of demographically where we were located. But
right.
I ended up getting into music, I've been playing and touring for years. I had an opportunity to tour with a lot of major artists, and the area that I came from had a lot of artists that were from the Minneapolis music scene that were somewhat prominent at the time that I started playing. So.
And who are some of the artists from Minneapolis?
Pardon me?
Who are some of the artists from Minneapolis?
Oh, wow. There were Prince, Morris Day and the Time, Maserati. There was Sheila E. There were so many of the Minneapolis acts that were Prince-affiliated artists that, at the time.
So how did you get involved with Prince?
Well, I didn't work directly with Prince, but I did work with the Time. The guitar player from the Time, Jesse Johnson, was the original guitar player for the Time, happened to be from the same place that I was from.
Right.
And the Time emerged in 1981. Under Warner Brothers and under Prince's affiliation. And I ended up working with them, of course, many years later, but both of us happened to be from the same place. And then when the Time broke up after Purple Rain, Jesse embarked on a solo career. And then I kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps, doing some of the same things that he did, and eventually ended up being in the same group that he co-founded himself. So
right.
That was kind of ironic.
So, did you take keyboard lessons, and how'd you get started on keyboard?
Well, I never took any formal piano lessons. I started playing. I had an interest in it. I started going to concerts and seeing musicians on stage, and at the time, it just looked like a cool thing to do. And I remember used to hang out in music stores when I was around 14 years old, 13 or 14, all day long because I couldn't afford the thousands of dollars that that equipment was costing at the time.
Right.
But I didn't take any formal lessons, and I ended up learning how to play from some local musicians at the time who spent time with me and allowed me to basically kind of mentor me and help shape me and helping me become a musician, so to speak.
Right. And so how did you, or why did you move to Atlanta? You live in Atlanta now. How long have you been living in Atlanta for, by the way?
Oh, my second stint in Atlanta. I came to Atlanta originally in 1990, left in 94, then was in Chicago for 4 years, and then moved back to Atlanta in 1998.
And did you work with anybody special in Chicago?
Huh?
Did you work with anybody special in Chicago?
No, I didn't. I've kind of taken a hiatus from the business for a while.
And why is that?
I guess I kind of got burnt out. When I first came to Atlanta in 1990, I came here with a group of musicians, one of whom I'm still partners with and friends with now that we work together, Dwayne Cotton. And I just kind of got to the point where I was burnt out and I needed to take a break. And then I had a lot of other personal things going on. I just kind of walked away from it for a while. And then around 96, I ended up doing an internship at a studio called Chicago Tracks, which is a studio that R. Kelly, Earth, Wind & Fire, and the group Chicago had recorded out of, and did a brief internship there. And then a friend of mine was music director for Usher at the time, Reginald Jones. He was touring with Usher and Mary J. Blige, and he came to Chicago in 98, and he offered me a job to come work for his studio and his company. And I just decided that that it was a good opportunity for me to leave Chicago and really come back to Atlanta and really get back into the business. And he basically opened the door for me to do that. And I left and came back, and I've been working diligently ever since then.
Sure. Well, we're going to play one of your music now here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And what do you want us to play first that you've been part of?
Wow, I'm not sure what it is you have in front of you today. Not knowing what it is that you have in front of you, it could be a number of things, but it could be something that I've worked on with another artist and friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine, Bari, and also Taiwan. Could be something we've done together, and I'm sure that most of the material sitting in front of you is probably from that collection.
And tell me about Taiwan.
I'm sorry?
You said Taiwan, you said?
Yeah, Taiwan. He's an artist also. He's an artist, and he's a songwriter.
And tell me about him. What did you do for him, and how did you meet up with him?
Taiwan, I met Taiwan recently, and Taiwan and Bari were acquainted, and Bari was working for Rich Productions, and I've met everyone from Rich Productions through Bari also, and he was a partner of Bari's that they were writing and creating with, and then I had been in and out of town earlier this year, and so we had connected, and he brought us together, and we all just came together creatively, and everything has been working ever since, and it's been a real cool thing.
All right, so we'll hear the song. What's the song called?
Oh,
okay.
Song with Me and Ty.
I'm sorry? Oh, it's called. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's. Oh, here's. Oh, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, followed by Kill Conrad with The Best Policy. We'll be back with Bryce Miles after that.
You know, we've been together.
Back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, sponsored by, of course, Rich Productions here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. And Bryce, of course, tell me about your Atlanta connections now. Of course, moving back here, you said back in 1998, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you hooked up with many Atlanta artists, of course. You work with Usher, you said?
No, a friend of mine that I worked under was Usher's music director at the time, but I've worked with TLC, Sherelle, Alexander O'Neill, the SOS Band, Glenn Jones, Cameo, More Stay in the Time, Raven Simone.
Raven Simone? Really?
Yeah.
Now, my daughter would be interested in Raven Simone because, of course, Disney Channel, of course, you know. And, of course,
yeah.
And I would just tell my daughter, I was watching the old episode of The Cosby Show before Raven Simone. I was just telling my daughter, who's 8 years old, that Raven Simone used to be on The Cosby Show. And she was saying, really? And I said, and she was saying, "Where's Raven Simone?" I said, "This is before her time, you know." And
right.
And it's just amazing how Raven Simone growing up, you know. How was it to work with Raven Simone?
Oh, she's great, man. I had the pleasure of doing a gospel play and tour in 2000, and she was one of the main characters in the play, and I hung out with her, and she was, I mean, at the time, she was only 14.
Really?
But, you know, talking to her is like talking to an adult at that time, you know, because, but she's very humble. She's very grounded. Her parents were great, did a great job of raising her.
So then, also, too, on your MySpace page, now tell the listeners what your MySpace page is.
I'm sorry, sir?
Your MySpace, I visited your MySpace page. If you could tell the listeners what your MySpace page URL so they can go on there.
www.myspace.com/BryceMiles, BriceMiles.
And do you have a website as well?
It's under construction, but it will be www.BriceMiles.com. And if you Google me, there's plenty of other sites that I'm happen to be on. I'm on several sites, Georgia Music Directory. I'm on a site with Prince and Time and Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. I'm on several sites. I'm on Prince.org. So there's a number of sites that I'm actually on.
You said Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam?
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hardly hear you.
You said Terry Lewis and what was the name? Jimmy Jam, you said?
Yeah, they're all there on that site also. There's a website that has the history of the time on it. And so every musician who's ever been affiliated with the time is featured on that site. But
they've worked with them.
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis were original members of the time.
They've worked with Janet Jackson
after over some of the after after being fired by Prince and
right.
went on to become, you know, musical icons and producers.
They work with Janet Jackson. Have you worked with Janet Jackson as well?
No, I wish I had worked with Janet Jackson. Hopefully someday, hopefully on, yes. you know, that's down the line. I would love to work with Janet. They definitely created and defined a sound for her.
Right.
And she would be someone I'd really love to work with. That would really be cool.
Now, tell me about how you hooked up with TLC.
TLC, that took place in 1999. The same gentleman that I worked under, Reginald Wizard Jones, was also their music director. And at the time when TLC was decided to regroup, and they came prior to coming out with the album Fan Mail, I was hired by a guy by the name of Toby Rivers, who worked for LaFace here in Atlanta, and he brought me on board. And that's how I got the job. It just someone came to him and told him that, you know, asked him to give him an opportunity, and he came and he approached me one day and offered me the job, and it just happened that quickly.
Really? And so were you in the recording studio with them as well?
No. Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with the production of the album or anything. I just ended up doing television stuff with them, Rosie O'Donnell, some programming stuff for the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, as well as Tonight Show with Jay Leno. But
really,
it's the only time I actually came to the studio was when we had to do editing things for television stuff that we were doing, and I would go to Zarp at the time, and Dallas Austin was there, and Chili was there, of course, and that was the only time I was really right. happened to be in a studio setting with them. But otherwise, it was basically, you know, television stuff, BMG Music Convention in Boston, and things of that nature. I left. They started the tour, and that was, well, I started working with them in January
right.
of 99, and then, and by the summer, 6 months later, I'd actually left that situation and went on to something else prior to them starting their tour.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you still keep in contact with, of course, like Raven Simone, TLC, and do you call them on a regular basis ever, you know?
No, I haven't seen, I used to keep in contact with Raven's father.
Right.
But I haven't talked to him in several years. And, of course, they, you know, their time was divided between, I think they had a home in L.A. as well as here in Atlanta. And so they've been back and forth between the two. And I haven't seen Chris in several years. And of course, I haven't kept in contact with anyone out of the TLC's organization.
Right.
But they are getting ready to do something overseas. I can't really give much information on about it, but they're in the process of regrouping now.
And are you going to go back out with them?
I don't know. That call was made to me. I got that call about 10 days ago. I'm not sure. At this time, probably not, but it was extended to me. So I'm kind of put my concentration more or less on writing and production and getting records placed with artists as opposed to, you know, going out touring. Touring is cool, you know, but it's, you know, in terms of longevity and residual income, you know, you want to do something that's going to, you know, effectively create a greater impact for yourself as
right.
opposed to doing something in the short term where, you know, 3 to 6 months down the road that, you know, that the situation's over and done with, you know, and you're basically there as a hired musician, you know, and I'd much rather be in a place where, you know, I can project myself and creativity as an artist as well as a songwriter and producer, entertainer.
So you write songs too. Have you ghostwritten any songs for a lot of, any other artists?
No, not major artists at this point anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I do a lot of writing and creating on my own,
mm-hmm.
and in the independent market, I've done some things.
Sure.
With rap, hip hop, R&B, dance, electronic music, some of everything. I try to be pretty much diverse, but unfortunately, a lot of times with the way that things are in the music industry now, you have to basically water everything down because you're not
right.
able to be allowed to be as musical as you may have been in the past because of the dynamics of how things have changed.
Sure. Of course, on your MySpace is the song you did with TLC on tour in Florida, right? No Scrubs, right? The song?
Yeah. We did that. That was at Universal Studios in Orlando with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay. I was wanting to know, maybe we should play that song next off your MySpace. We'll play that for the viewers, okay? Who's listening? No Scrubs, because you're on that song, of course, playing in the background, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play that. I do thank you once again for allowing me to interview you, of course. And, of course, it was a pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, likewise. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Sure. And after the song, we're going to hear, of course, No Scrubs, followed by Rola with her brand-new song, With My Story. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his book. No, no, I don't want your number now. I don't wanna give you mine and now. I don't wanna meet you nowhere now. Don't want none of your time and now. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. He's still checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. But I'm looking like crabs and it's looking like trash. Can't get with a fair beat. No, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Walking, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you live at home with your mama, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you have a shorty that you don't show love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one. No. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
If you can't spatially expand my horizons, then at least you're in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the cheese to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about, and then let your mind with intentions to turn you up. Can't forget to focus on a picture in front of me. You are clear as DVD or digital TV screen. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular, and then I get back to you with honor like precision. Insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition with your friend's expedition. Mr. Big Twillet, if you really want to know, ask Chillet. Could I be a silly? Not really T-Boss or my senorita. Stepping on your feline, you don't hear me though.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me.
So up next is Tiffany from the Gay Pride in Providence, Rhode Island. But first, here is Rola with My Story. Thank you again, Rola, London and River.
And traveling open, my arms border to border, just letting go. Taking nothing from no one, still high.
We're back here on Losing Some of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Rich Productions Radio, of course. I want to thank Rich Productions, of course. Yes, I want to give it up to Repeat. Yes. All right. And I want to give it up to, of course, Sinai, of course. I could go to Temple Sinai now because I'm Jewish, of course. And, of course, I want to give it up to, of course, Bryce Miles. Thank you for being a great guest. Of course, the Joshua Davis Benefit in Providence, Rhode Island. Roz Raskin and the Rice Cakes, of course. Now I'm hungry for rice cakes. And, of course, I'm going to remind everybody, November 8th, of course, I'm going to be at Borders with Roller. Roller's CD debut of My Story, of course, at Borders, 3101 Cobb Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia. 3101 Cobb Parkway here in Atlanta, Georgia. Sponsored by RollerZone.com and www.DerekShapiroShow.com. I want to thank you for the listeners out there. Thank you to Mary Codd, my website lady, of course, up in Barrington, Rhode Island, of course. And next episode's 31. I think Mondo is going to be sponsoring it next episode. Then I'll be back here at Rich Productions recording my, in December, my, whatchamacallit, the year-end countdown and the year-end countdown of segments as well. So Sinai has a chance to be on the year-end countdown, so that's going to be good. So thank you to all my guests today, and take it easy. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.